वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं
सद्गुरुं
सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। ॐ नमो भगवते वैवस्वताय मृत्यवे ब्रह्मविद्याचार्याय नचिकेतसे च। सो वी ऑफर आवर प्रोस्ट्रेशंस टू भगवान यम हु इज दी सन ऑफ विवस्वान ऑफ द सन गॉड एंड ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ डेथ एंड ही इज अ ब्रह्म विद्याचार्य। ही इज द नोवर ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड वी ऑल्सो ऑफर आवर प्रोस्ट्रेशंस टू द स्टूडेंट नचिकेता हु इज अ ideal student as we shall see in the next few weeks. So last week we had covered the subject of Nachiketa had very noble heritage. His father was a great teacher, was a teacher and a priest, and his grandfather actually was very famous because he had done a lot of charities, lot of goodness. And his father starts a Vishwajit Yajna, where there are 16 pandits who are invited to chant. And at the end of that, he's supposed to give away everything that he possesses. That is the culmination of the Yajna. And if it is successfully completed, it guarantees that he will go to heaven. But he has second thoughts. And so he tries to cheat the system where he keeps all the good cows and gives away all the cows that are incapable of eating, drinking, or even procreating and even moving around. And those cows he gives to the starts giving to the Brahmanas, which again would be useless to them, would in fact would be a white elephant. They would have to take care of these cows. And Nachiketa sees that and he realizes that his father is going away from Dharma. So he says that since my father is supposed to give everything away, I am also my father's possession. I am his son. So he goes and asks his father, whom will you give me to? And father is busy doing the prayers and yajna. So he doesn't have time to answer. So he ignores him. So Nachiketa asks three times, second time, third time. And by the third time, the father is quite irritated because he keeps disturbing him in these important prayers. So he says, I give you to death. I give you to Lord Death. It's like, you know, in English they say go to hell, or in Hindi they say ja mar, you know, mar ja jaake. You know, like that when we get angry, we use such words. So father didn't mean to say it, but in anger, he said that. So now let's see what Nachiketa's response is. So he goes to one side of the Yajnashala, little away, and he starts pondering. He starts thinking. What does he think? Lata, you can repeat number five after me.
Okay.
Bahunamemi prathamaha.
Bahunamemi prathamaha.
Bahunamemi madhyamaha.
Bahunamemi madhyamaha.
स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम्
किं स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम्?
यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति.
यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति.
सो टुगेदर यू कैन मूव बहुनामेमि प्रथमः बहुनामेमि मध्यमः किं स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति. सो ही स्टार्ट्स थिंकिंग. What does he think? That why did my father say that to me? What was the reason? Why did this come to me? So he thinks, he says, Bahunam Emi Prathamaha, among many people. See, his father had many students or many disciples. He was a teacher. So he says, among the students, many times I am the best, And sometime maybe Bahunam Emi, among sometimes among many, I am Emi, I am Madhyamaha. I am maybe middle, medium. I may be the best student or I am the medium, but I was never the worst among the worst students. So Kim Swid, so what Yamasya Kartavyam by Yama is a sixth case, Yamasya. What is it to be done by Yama Kartavyam? Yat Maya Adya Karishyati, what he is he going to do through me? Maya, by me, what is Yama going to accomplish? Why have I been sent? See, he did not doubt his father's, as we shall see, but he wants to know why is he going to Yama? What is he going to accomplish? So when he ponders that there are three kinds of students. And we find that in the world, there are three kinds of students. The one is who, even without the teacher telling, knows what the teacher wants done because he has lived with the teacher, he has studied, he knows. So he does it even without the teacher telling. Or in the case of like a mother, where the child does without even the mother asking, that is the best kind of child or best kind of student. The second one is where the teacher has to say, tell him, only then he does it. Teacher says, do it, okay, then he'll do it. Otherwise, he won't use his own initiative. And the third, the worst kind is the one, even after the teacher or the mother says, he won't do it. And then I heard fourth one, not mentioned in this Upanishad. Fourth one is after the teacher or the mother says, he does the opposite. What is to be done? So he says, I'm not the first. I'm always the first. Sometime I am the second, but I have never been third. I have never been the worst of these students. And he knows that the father has spoken in anger. He has said something in anger. But what is dharma or what is culture that whatever has been spoken, even in anger, must be carried out, especially because it was done during the yajna, when in the prayers, when the father had said something. And not only that, Pitra Devo Bhava, father is God. So if father has said something, I have to do it without compromise. I have to 100% carry it out. And the example, of course, we have so many examples like Bhagwan Sri Ramchandra ji. His father had given a promise long time ago to his mother, and then afterwards he even tells him, don't go to the forest, but he says, Raghukul Reet Sada Chaliyai, Prana Jai Par Vachan Na Jai. Even I'm ready to give up my life, but not our words, our what we have promised, what we are supposed to do. So that kind of commitment is there in him that I will do what my father said. It does not matter whether it was said in anger, whether it was said he didn't mean it, but dharma and the culture requires that there should be no compromise. And whatever the father says must be done. Like we have the example of Draupadi, when Arjun in Swayamvara, he wins Draupadi and brings her back, and Kunti is in the room, and the five Pandava brothers are outside, and they tell Mother, see what we have brought. So mother says, you divide it equally, whatever you have brought. So even though the mother didn't mean it, But they all five of them marry Draupadi and she becomes the wife of all five of them. So here, Nachiketa has no doubt. He says, look, I have lived a life of Satkarma. I have not done anything wrong. So nothing harmful can come to me. Even if I go to Yama, even if I stay with him, even if I give my life to him, and whatever Yama intends me to do, I will do, because I have lived a life of Satkarma. And once you have lived a life of goodness, and this young boy had already studied the scriptures, he was so wise, you know, he knew about Dharma, he knew about Satkarma, that whatever I have done, I have been good throughout my life. So nothing wrong can come to me, even if I go to Yama, no matter what I say. And if my father has said it, it is my duty to carry it out. It is not, I don't have a choice in this matter. So this is, and especially because this vow was done in the middle of a spiritual sacrifice. So he knows that Hindu culture and Hindu dharma, Sanatan dharma requires that our promise should be fulfilled. So this is shloka number 5, mantra number 5. Auntie, you want to do number 6?
Okay.
Anupashya yatha purve.
Anupashya yatha purve.
Pratipashya tatha pare.
Pratipashya tatha pare.
Sasyamiva martya pachyate.
Sasyamitha martve.
Pachyate. Sasyamiva jayate punah.
Yasyamiva jayate punah.
You can please mute. We'll all chant together. Anupashya yatha purve. Pratipashya tatha pare. Sasyamiva martya pachyate. Sasyamiva jayate punah. So he now, telling, he's taught, after having thought, after having pondered about what I should do, what is my duty, now he comes to the father and he starts talking to the father. And look, the words of wisdom from this 8 or 9 year old boy who is talking to his father. And he says, Anupashya yatha purva. Anupashya means remember. Anupashya, remember. So what has happened before, when it's remembered afterwards, the word anu is used to follow. So please remember what our ancestors, yatha purve, how our ancestors lived their life. And pratipashya, and consider tatha also apare, the ones who are now the wise people, the knowledgeable people, how they are living their life. So he says, Father, please remember our ancestors, because he knew that their lineage was very wise rishis and saints who had preceded them. So he says, Father, we should remember how our ancestors lived their life, and pratipashya, and we should also see apare, the ones who are currently in the society, the wise people, how they are living their life. We need to consider both. We need to remember that both. And that also they say, na, in any situation, when there is any doubt, even in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said that remember how the wise people of the past lived. And if you have any doubt, see how the wise people of the past and present have lived. And you should live your life according to that. So that should be the hallmark. You know, even in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, yat yat acharati shreshtha tat tat eve taro janaha sayat pramanam kurute loka tat anuvartate. Just as the wise people live, so others should follow them and become their example, and that is how to live one's life. So he says, Father, think about who lived in the past and about the ones who are wise people living in the present. And then the next line is the essence of Sanatana Dharma of rebirth, reincarnation. Very beautifully, he says, Sasyam iva martyav pachyate. Like corn, when corn it decays, you know, when corn is kept in the farm and has not been cut, you know, some corn gets missed or is brought home also and left for a long time. What happens? Corn will decay. You know, if it has not been utilized, it will decay. And then the farmer will use that mulch of that and then grow more corn. You know, again, he will use that as fertilizer. Some of the corn, or the may not be the corn, maybe the stubs, you know, the whatever the branches or this what has not been used will be used to grow more corn. So just as corn decays and out of that new corn comes, same way out of humans, we also, as we get older, we decay, but then through us comes the new generation. So that is how, and also the same individual after death, then he will take another birth. So that could be another meaning, that the generations continue one after the other. And also there is rebirth. You know, a person dies, he gets old and he perishes. And then again, he gets a new body based on his karmas, based on his vasanas. And so the life of reincarnation, rebirth continues. So he sees that his father is extremely disturbed. And the father is not happy what he said to his son. So what he's telling his father, that we have to follow our dharma. And what is the essence of Sanatana Dharma? One is to follow the dharma, then this rebirth, and this life is fleeting. Life is not permanent, life of everybody. And whatever we have promised, we must do. We must keep our word. And we should not practice adharma. So not only for people who are on the spiritual path, but also for ordinary people like us. Maybe there are sages and saints who kept their word. But even for us, like if a father tells his son not to drink, and then he is drinking himself, then he can't tell. Or if he tells his son or daughter, don't watch too much TV, and then at night after the kids go to sleep, he puts on TV and watches till 11 and 12, it can't do. So same way, he says that we have to be an example and we have to keep the word, we have to keep the promise. And then father says, you know, no, I didn't mean it. I don't want you to go. I don't want you to perish. And he tells the father, he says, father, how long are we going to live? You are saying I should not go to Yama. Okay, I don't go now, but in 30, 40, 50, 60 years, I have to go. So we all have to go to Yamaraja. We have all have to go to death. And from birth to death, our life continues. And life is temporary. Nobody lives forever. And that's what our masters taught us. That's what the scriptures tell us. That's what religion teaches us. So if I have to go to Yama anyway at some time in the future, I'm not going to live forever, then why should we violate our trust? Why should we violate our promise? It's like you promise somebody, you know, you will come at a particular time or you do something. And then when it comes time to carry out your promise, you back out. So he says, father, you gave me to death and that is my destiny anyway. So it is important for us to keep our word and not go back on it and not say, oh, it's not something to do. So that's why he says that is the essence of our teachings and that is what we must practice, we must promise and we must practice. So this is not something we can deviate from. Number seven, Hansa Ben, you want to? You can unmute. वैश्वानर वैश्वानर प्रविशति। नंबर सेवन, वी कांट हियर यू इन सेवन। वैश्वानर प्रविशति
वैश्वानर प्रविश्यति
अतिथिर ब्राह्मणो गृहान्
अतिथये ब्राह्मणो गृहान्
तस्यैतां शान्तिं कुर्वन्ति
तस्यैतां शान्तिं कुर्वन्ति
हरवैवस्वतोदकम्।
हरवैवस्वतोदकम्।
So here, now what has happened is Nachiketa has already gone to Yamaraj. He has gone to Yamaraj. So I'll just do the word by word. And this message is being given by Yamaraja's either ministers or his family members. Why? Because the story goes that he went to Yamaloka and he waited outside Yama's palace for 3 days and three nights. And the guards and the ministers asked him to come inside, the family members. He said no, because Yama had gone away for 3 days on some celestial business. So Yama was not there. So he said, I'm going to wait because my father gave me to Yama, not to anybody else. So I cannot talk to anybody else. I cannot deal with anybody else. He does not even come inside the house. He does not take food or water they offer him. He said, no, I won't do anything till I see Yamaraj. So Yamaraj comes back after 3 days, and then they inform him that there is this young Brahmin boy, 8, 9 years old, who has been waiting without food and drink for 3 days and three nights, hungry and thirsty. So now they are telling Yamaraja what wrong can happen if this situation is not corrected. So Vaishvanara means the fire. You know, Bhagavan in the 15th chapter, he says, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Prani Nam Deham Ashritaha, Pranapana Samayuktaha, Pachamyannam Chaturvidam. So I am the one who is the digestive fire in your stomach, and I digest the food. I am in the stomach of all beings as a digestive fire. So here he says Vaishvanara is not only the digestive fire, but any fire is also called Vaishvanara. So he says Vaishvanara Pravishati. The fire enters a house, right? We bring fire into the house. Like in the olden days, they used to bring fire, or we light a matches or light or anything fire. So this is talked about the fire that is with the flames, not the electric or the gas fire. So when fire enters a house, see, in the olden days, they used to bring fire from outside and enter in the house. That was used for cooking, you know, for cooking and for heating water or for bath or for whatever purpose is. So they say Vaishvanara Pravishati enters, and we'll talk about that. Atithi, in same way, Atithi Brahmano Grihan. Same way, Atithi means a guest. This is a Brahman, a guest. Who is Brahman? We'll talk about it. Has entered the house. Just as fire enters the house, so this Brahman has come to the house, has not entered, but has come to the house. So this fire that enters, it needs to be quietened. You cannot let the fire keep burning because it could burn the house. So when you no longer have use for it, you need to use wire to put out the fire. Otherwise, the fire can burn the house. Fire can be useful for cooking, for heating, or if not properly taken care of, fire can burn the entire house. Same way, Atithi, if he is welcomed, he will bless us. But if he is not welcomed, it can cause destruction of the family. They'll talk about in the next mantra. So they say, Tasya etam shantim kurvanti. So what do the people do? They quieten the fire. you know, first, they, of course, they give fuel to the fire. Once they no longer need it, they use water to put out the fire. Otherwise, fire can become dangerous. So, Hara, so please, oh, Vaivasvata is Yamaraja's name because he was the son of Vivaswan, the sun god. So he was the sun god was his father. So he was called Vaivasvata, oh child of sun god. Hara, take udakam. Udakam means water. So you take water for this young boy who is a guest and should be pacified. So now they question, they ask, how did he go to Yamaraj? You know, everybody asks, how did he go? Did he die or did he go in his subtle body or gross body or what was, how did he go? So Gurudev says, these are foolish questions, should not be asked. It's not important how he went, what he did. What is important is what did Yamaraj teach him? That's what we should learn. And this whole episode is to show how a perfect student, when he reaches a perfect teacher, how beautiful this Upanishad, which is 120 mantras, these beautiful teachings of the Upanishad come out with the contact of a student with a master. Yes. Another commentary I heard, they said that for a person to progress spiritually, he has to take sannyas. You know, sannyas, give up the world. And nyas means to throw. Sam means throw very well. You know, all the Swamijis tell us, sannyas means to throw very well. So the world has to be thrown away for a person to progress spiritually, right? You cannot keep holding on to the world and then expect to progress spiritually. You have to slowly detach from worldly entanglements. And that's what Gurudev says, not detach and attach, detach from the lower and attach to Bhagwan. Only then we will progress spiritually. So here, Nachiketa, to progress in his spiritual journey, he has to die to the world. The sannyas means now the world is no longer useful for me. I have nothing to do with the world. That's how these sannyasis, these mahatmas, leave their family, leave their, you know, job, livelihood, go to the guru to learn, and then live a life of sannyas, where again they take nothing from the world, they give to the world in the form of teaching and knowledge. So by Nachiketa going to Yamaraj is symbolic of that he is dead to the world. And he has given up the world to get this highest knowledge. So it's not important, you know, whether he went in gross body, subtle body, how did he go, what happened. Story is he is with Yamraj. So that is how. And we have to accept the story as it is. Otherwise, we will be stuck in the details and we will forget the essence of it. Then, 3 days and three nights, he stayed without eating and drinking. And this advice is given to Yamaraja by either his ministers or his family, that just as fire can bless or burn, similarly, when a Brahmana, a wise person, a Brahmana comes to the house and is disregarded, not treated well, the house can be destroyed. The Brahmana may not, but it is such a negative thing happening that it can cause destruction of the family. So they say, what is Brahmana? So Gurudev says there are three kinds, three kinds. One is the threaded variety, who by family, you know, if my father was a Brahmin, so I am a Brahmin. So he says that is one type who just claim Brahmanhood, even though they may not have any qualities of Brahman. Then the second one is by action. So this Brahmana does rituals. He's trained in doing rituals, he's trained in chanting the mantras, you know, and so he can do the prayers and rituals, but he does not have the qualities of a Brahmana. And the third one is a Brahmana. So one is by birth, one is by actions, third is by qualities. So the true qualities, who we can call himself a Brahmana, not one by birth, even not one who is doing rituals, but one who Practice is the qualities, Brahmanical qualities, which Bhagwan also in the Bhagavad Gita also mentions. So those who can, who have shama, dama, control of the mind, control of the senses, have faith in the scriptures, have the right knowledge, vivek, vairagya, you know, knowledge and then detachment for the world, have mumukshutvam, desire for liberation, and have firm abidance in the truth of the scriptures. So not only who know the scriptures, who have faith in the scriptures, who abide in the scriptures and practice what the scriptures have said, so such a person only can be called Brahmana. So Brahmana should be by qualities, not by birth. And this kind of a noble person, as long as he lives in the house, it can become a blessing, but such a person is mistreated or disregarded, can become a curse. And we all know about Vibhishan. As long as Vibhishan was living in Lanka, Lanka was protected because he was a very noble soul. The moment and he tried to tell Ravana that don't do that, somebody else's wife you are keeping and you know you are doing all the wrong things. And the moment Raman kicks him and throws him out of the kingdom, he says, get out. He says, okay, you are kicking me. And he tries to stay there, but Ravana kicks him repeatedly. He says, okay, I'm going to Sri Rama in his Sharanagati. That's when the downfall of Lanka started. So that's why the wise people, as long as they are treated well, the society prospers. But when wise people are not treated well or ignored or disregarded or are insulted, then that society perishes. So that's why they say that that's why in the hierarchy, you know, the duty of Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, even though they may be more successful, they are the rulers, they are the business people, have a lot of wealth, but they have to respect the teachers. You know, if the teachers, like the college professors, scientists, they are not respected, they are not well treated, the wise people, they are not paid well, even school teachers, if they are not treated well, not respected and paid, what are our children going to learn? So that's why they say the wise people, the noble people should be respected. And if they are not respected, then that society will perish. So they tell Yamaraja that take water. Now take water for what? Just as you take water to put out the fire, they say take water and wash his feet. Wash Nachiketa's feet, they tell him, and then give him water to drink. And we'll say, what, you know, he's the devta, he's a god, and Nachiketa is an ordinary human. And later on, we'll see Yamaraj is the teacher, guru, and Nachiketa is the student. So how is it that Yamaraja is being asked to wash Nachiketa's feet? First of all, Yamaraj was a householder, he had family. And Nachiketa is, you know, is a brahmachari. So householder's job is to respect a brahmachari. Secondly, a guest, when they come to the house, you welcome them by washing their feet. You respect them by washing their feet. And thirdly, that is how you kind of get over the wrong action, you know, that by, what do you call it, prayaschit, by asking forgiveness, you get over the wrong karmas that were done. So in all ways, it was appropriate for Yamaraj to wash his feet. One is he's a brahmachari, secondly, he's a guest, thirdly, he has been mistreated, and fourthly, this is the way to ask for prayaschit, to ask for forgiveness. So that's why they tell him that you need to go wash his feet and give him water to drink. The fourth one, the next mantra, Jayashree, you want to repeat number 8?
Yeah.
Asha pratikshe sangatam sunritam cha.
Asha pratikshe sangatam sundrutam cha.
इष्टापूर्ते पुत्र पशुंश्च सर्वान्,
इष्टापूर्ते पुत्र पशुंश्च सर्वान्,
एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसः।
एतद्वृङ्क्षे पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसः।
यस्यानश्नन्वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे,
यस्यानश्नन् वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे।
Can please mute, we'll all chant together. आशा प्रतीक्षे संगतां सुनृतां च, इष्टापूर्ते पुत्र पशुंश्च सर्वान्, एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसः। यस्यानश्नन् वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे। सो नाउ दे आर टेलिंग टू यमराज, अगेन दे आर कंटिन्यूइंग दैट व्हाट विल हैपन इफ अ गेस्ट इज मिसट्रीटेड, नॉट रिस्पेक्टेड, नॉट ट्रीटेड वेल। सो विल गो वर्ड बाय वर्ड एंड देन आई विल टेल द मीनिंग ऑफ ईच वर्ड। सो How I will talk about it. So Asha means hope. So hope in third line he says Etad Vringte. This gets destroyed. Etad Vringte. So in the third line. So what gets destroyed? Asha means hope. Pratiksha means expectations. Hopes and expectations. There's a slight difference. Gurudev in his commentary distinguishes between hopes and expectations. Then he says, Sangatam means the company of good, satsang. So that hopes will be destroyed, expectations, company of good will be destroyed. And soon ritam, and all good things that have happened, japa, all the spiritual discourses that the householder has heard, if the guest is not treated well, that also will be destroyed. Then Ishtapurta. Ishtapurta are the rituals and the other spiritual activities will also be destroyed. So that is the next one. All the good actions will be destroyed. And Putra Pashu, even the children and the animals will be destroyed. Children does not mean children will die. What it means is children will not grow up well or they will disregard the parents. So that sarvan, so all these things will perish. And etad vringte, all these get destroyed. And who is the person who does not respect the guest? Purushasya, of this purusha, who is alpamedasa, who is unintelligent. So they are telling him that how this Brahman boy has been treated is not wise. And so a person who is not wise, and who does this, yasya anashnan vasati, yasya of this individual, in whose house, brahmano grihe, in whose house a brahmana, a young boy, anashnan vasati, has stayed in your house for 3 days, and if you don't take care of that, all these things will be destroyed. So as we said, alpamedasa means he's unintelligent. And what are the things that will be destroyed? One is Asha. Asha means unknown. Okay, like what is going to happen, you know, in my life in the future? How are my children going to turn out? How are they going to live their life? Are they going to be good or not? Is my life going to be healthy or not? Am I going to suffer? So all those hopes that is in the future, what is unknown, that will be destroyed. So all your hopes, all your good thoughts will perish. Pratiksha means expectation. So like what I know is going to happen, like somebody is supposed to come on a particular flight and I go there and I hope the flight is on time. You know, I know that the flight is supposed to come at 1 o'clock and I go there and the flight is not on time. So that is what I know and that does not happen. What I know, like I have taken an exam and I hope the result will be good. That is something I have already done. And I hope that good result will come out of that. So that is called pratiksha. Then sangatam is the company of good. So if you have had satsang, if you have company of saints, mahatmas, and all that goodness will be destroyed. If a guest stays without eating, then soon ritam means all the good things you have heard. So, like you have heard spiritual discourses, you have done some japa, some good rituals, some good, pujas and all those also will be destroyed. So, all those things will be destroyed. Then, ishta means there are five kinds of yajnas. We have been taught that there is Dev Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Manushya Yajna, and Bhuta Yajna. Deva Yajna is our gratitude to the
God,
celestial forces, the gods, for giving us. Brahma Yajna is our gratitude to the religious masters, our great spiritual teachers who have given us the scriptures. So that is one gratitude we have to the Devas for giving us rain, water, food, and all that. Second is to the masters who have given us this knowledge. Third is Pitru Yajna. We have to express our gratitude to our ancestors for passing on the culture to us, Sanatan Dharma, and giving us birth and bringing us up to our parents and so on. Then the fourth yajna or fourth gratitude is to Bhuta, to Manushya, to other beings, people who have helped us, our teachers, our co-workers, our employees, whoever in life has helped us to grow and do well, we have to have gratitude to them. And the fifth one is to Bhuta. Bhuta means all beings. Like we depend on plants, to eat our food, all our grain, our crops. So we have gratitude to them. Then to the animals, they give us milk, so all that. So we have yajnas to express our gratitude to all five. And they say a householder should every day do something for all five. To express gratitude to our gurus, to the lords, to the other humans, our parents, and help maybe, for environment and things like that. So all those ishtas, all those yajnas will be destroyed. And then what is purta? Purta is whatever service we have done. Say you have built an orphanage, or you have built a hospital, or you have, dharamshala or something, whatever good you have done, charity you have done, that also will be destroyed. Ishta purte. Purta means all the good things. So putra, again, as I mentioned, the child may grow up self-centered. He won't care for the parents. So that will be, so your children will also be destroyed and maybe get into drugs or get into bad habits. And Pashu, in the olden days, Pashu was wealth. The cows were the wealth. So your wealth also will go away. So they are saying that once you have not done this and a person has stayed in your house without eating, guest has been mistreated, all your good karmas, all your good actions, everything will perish. Everything will be destroyed. We have one more. We can see if we can do it. Niru, you can repeat. Tisro
Ratri.
ratri
Yadu.
that that's tisro ratri
Tisro Ratri
avatsir
Yadvat
grihe me anashnan brahman atithir namasyah
Ashanan Brahmanati Tirthasmasyah
Namastestu Brahmana Swasti Mestu.
Namastestu Brahmana Swasti Me Astu
Tasmat Prati Trin Varan Vrinishva.
Tasmat Prati Trin Varan
So now, having got advice from his ministers and his family, Yamaraj is now has washed Nachiketa's feet and has invited him in the house, given him water. Now he's talking to Nachiketa. So Tisro Ratri. So 3 nights, Avatsir, Yat Avatsir, as because you have stayed Grihe Me in my house 3 nights without eating or drinking, Anashnan Brahman, O wise Brahman, Atithi, and you are a guest. And to you, Namasya, I prostrate to you, I bow down to you, and I apologize that you have stayed 3 nights in my house and I have not been well treated. Namaste astu. I bow down to you. My pranams to you, O Brahman, O Brahman, O the wise person. Swasti me astu. May good things happen to me. Yes. So he's asking for Nachiketa's blessings, that please bless me so that all those bad things, remember in the first month, previous mantra, may all those bad things not happen to me. And Nachiketa, by his words and action, has already, when the moment he says Namaste Astu, Nachiketa says, that's fine. Nachiketa has no ill feeling towards him. He says, Swasti, you know, Swasti, may everything be good with you. So Yamaraj knows that he has been forgiven, and Nachiketa is noble enough that even though my family didn't take good care of him, they tried, but he himself didn't come in the house. So they can say, what is Yamaraja's fault? The fault is that this action happened, that his guest was not well treated, and whatever the cause may be. So Tasmat Prati, so in return for you not having food or water for 3 nights, Treen Varan Vrinishwa, 3 boons, choose 3 boons. So you can have any 3 boons you want, any 3 things you want. So let us see. So Gurudev in his commentary said that Yama is so humble, even though he's a devata, even though this is a young boy, even though it was not Yamaraja's fault this happened. And Yama is a Brahmanishtha. He is a knower of Brahman, Brahmacharya. And this young boy has come, but yet look at his humility, where he bows down, washes his feet, asks for apology, and prostrates to him. Namaste astu, O Brahman. So, and may good things happen to me. So he's asking for forgiveness and for goodness. And Gurudev says, nowadays these, you know, small, even some governors or ministers or some congressmen or senators, and even a little small businessman, if he has little money, people get so arrogant. You know, that's what happens. We get little power, get little wealth, get little position. So he says we should learn that the humility of, even though he's the god of death and he's a devata and he's so evolved, but yet he has the humility to ask for forgiveness and ask for that may good things happen to me, ask for the little boy's blessings. And then he says, you know, it's like, so he says, in return, I'll give you 3 boons. You can ask anything you want, because he was the devta. He had the ability to give anything. He was fully capable. It's like we go on a flight and the flight gets canceled, you know, and they dump you. Or they bump you, then they say, oh, if the airline is decent, nowadays they don't care. But in the olden days, they used to give you a room and give you some food for the night and then give you guarantee. Nowadays, they say, sorry, you're gone your own. But that's the custom, you know, it is required. So same way, if you have done something wrong to somebody, you
make up.
Try to make up, you try to compensate them or try to do something to compensate for the harm that was done. So here, Swasti means, may your blessings be on me. O Brahman boy, O this Brahmachari, may I not go through all those things that our Sanatana Dharma says, that when a guest comes to the house, he should be well treated, he should be well taken care of. And if it was not done, then Yamaraj says, I am capable of giving you anything you want. You can have 3 boons. You can choose whatever boons you want, and I will give it to you, not as a favor, but I am required to compensate you, required to make up for the 3 nights and 3 days that you stayed without eating. So 3 boons I will give you, and you may choose whatever you want. So we see here the nobility of Nachiketa, where he sees, even though my father is on the wrong track, I have to do the right thing. I have to live a sattvic life. I have to do sat karma. And if my father has promised that I should go to Yamaraj, I should go. And another commentary I heard was that he actually gives up his body and his subtle body goes there. And then Yamraj, after the whole Upanishad teaching is over, sends him back. So either way, but Nachiketa goes to Yamaraja, and there, and also he assures his father, he kind of tells his father, you know, we need to practice the dharma, we need to see what the wise people have done. So look at the wisdom of, and later on we'll see also the vairagya and the mumukshutvam of Nachiketa, that he's an ideal student. If we want to model ourselves, that is the kind of student we should model ourselves on. And so he goes there. I'm sorry.
And the kind of questions.
And the kind of questions. We'll see that in the next class. And then how this, the nobility of Yama and his family and his ministers, that this person has been mistreated. It is your duty to wash his feet, welcome him, and apologize. And Yama does that, even though he's the supreme, you know, great lord, a devta, but he washes his feet, apologizes, asks for forgiveness. So a lot of lessons, even though this is a story, but a lot of lessons we can learn from this, how wise people should be treated, how a guest should be treated, and how we should do our dharma regardless of what it costs us. Dharma is the dharmo rakshati rakshata. Dharma is the one that protects me. Following dharma will protect us. Not following dharma, we will perish. So that is the message I can get. I think that we can get from this, and how noble people in the society should be respected and treated. So we'll end here. We have a few minutes if anybody has any questions or comments.
Anilji, is this Yagna, when it is finished, he was supposed to give everything?
Yes, he was supposed to give everything.
Then and the good and bad cows both come together.
Right, and he didn't give the good cows, he only gave the bad cows. And one commentary I heard that he transferred the good cows to his wife and son. You know,
okay.
Swamiji said he transferred them to his wife and his son, all the good cows. So then he said, then I only own the bad cow. So he gave it. So basically, he was trying to cheat the system. You know,
a lot of people do that. They keep good things and they give the torn things to for charity.
I know, even to the mission or to the charity, they gave all the broken, you know, furniture or torn clothes.
And for taxation also, you give a lot to your, put it in the name of your wife and your children, and also you don't have to pay taxes.
Right, for taxes also people will do that, transfer in the name of their wife and children, so they don't have to pay taxes. So that is all the ways of cheating the system. That's what he was trying to do. That's why Nachiketa said, if the cows, good cows belong to me, then if you give me to the Brahmins, then the good cows will also be given. So that's why he asks that question.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lata, go ahead.
Can things be legally right but morally wrong?
Right. True.
So in that case, how do you live the life?
Live by dharma. Dharma is most important.
Mm-hmm.
Is the right thing should be done. Right thing should be done. That's what Nachiketa is teaching us. He is even ready to sacrifice his life and go to Yamaraj. He actually didn't know my father will give me to Yamaraj. He thought my father will give me to one of the other Brahmins who were doing puchas. And I can serve that Brahmin. And I can serve him and I can take care of his cows or his house or be like a servant. And he was willing to do that. He didn't realize that father will send him to the highest. He thought he would go to somebody else. But even that he went. See, that is we learn that dharma should be practiced at all costs, even at the cost of life.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Anybody has any comments, questions?
Yeah, now I got it, because that's why he said, whom you are going to give me, where I am going. Yeah, I got it now. Thank you.
And also, a son is supposed to be the father's property. As long as he's a minor living in the house, his father's property. So he says, since you're giving everything, see this Vishwajit Yajna, all your properties had to be given. So I am also your property. So I also should be given. So that's what. Anybody else? Hansa, you have anything? No? Okay. All right. We'll end here. Next Tuesday, are we going to do the class or no? I wanted to ask. Neeru just left. Jayashree, are we doing the next Tuesday class or not doing it? I want to, if how many people will be here can attend, then you can raise your hand. If you can attend next Tuesday, majority, then I'll do it. We can do the class.
We can attend the morning or evening one, we won't be able to.
The Tuesday, yeah. Okay, we'll do the morning. If majority of the people are willing, we can do the, and Jayashree, you can do the Vedic chanting, right, next week?
I'm not sure whether I'll be in town or not. I might be out of town. So,
how many people will be able to attend again? Majority can do it. How about Shaku Saroj? No? Yes? Yeah. I think then let us try, and then maybe I'll ask Neeru if she wants to do the chanting. Or if Jayashree, if you are in town, then you can please do it. Or otherwise, Neeru can do the chanting. Rudram, you know, she can do, or even I can do the Rudram. So we can do the class next Tuesday. Then after that will be the Christmas vacation. So we'll miss one Tuesday for sure. And then the 3rd of January will be, we can, so we'll only miss one. And next week is a story, it's a continuation of the story. So if we can do that. And then after that, we'll miss one Tuesday. And then after the new year, we can start again.
3rd January is Wednesday.
Oh, 2nd is Tuesday?
2nd is Tuesday.
And then 2nd, we may not be able to. So
it will be, next class will be 9th of January.
Most likely 2nd, we won't be able to. So we'll skip 2 Tuesdays and do it on the 9th then. Right. Okay. We'll do the closing. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ थैंक यू हरिः ओम्